Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Ages of Rock podcast. We are up to episode number 164, and we still don't know what the hell we're doing. I'd like to introduce you again to my friends, Dennis and Bill.
And wow, you said friends.
Esteemed colleague, Alan. And now that I've pulled all that bullshit out, what you guys got going on this week?
It's been a busy week. We've all seen Kiss this week.
Well,
in different places.
Within a week.
In the last week. Oh, but in the last week, since the last time we talked to you guys, we have all seen Kiss. Two of us in one spot, Nashville, Tennessee, and one of us in Jacksonville, Florida. Am I right?
Yep.
Did I get that
right?
You did.
Okay. Yes. Now, yes, you saw them in Nashville, and I saw them in Jacksonville, Florida.
Now, and we will have my trip to the Kiss concert in Nashville included.
A big-ass birthday party.
Nashville with my wife, who I plan on getting on after this episode. I'm going to piece her into this episode because she has something that she would like to bring up, which I was impressed that she enjoyed the show, but she does have something she wants to talk about. And also, if we can get our schedules together, one of my old high school buddies, Craig Wright, is going to come on and talk about his experience because he did the VIP backstage meet and greet. All encompasses with that. So,
awesome.
Hopefully, also our schedules will meet up. Yeah.
Well, also
but
on
we
this
don't,
episode,
we'll get anyone later. Also on this episode.
I'm quiet. I am very quiet. You guys are just tripping over each other.
If we have a guest on, you just don't shut up.
I'm watching you guys trip out on each other. I'm just like going, I'm enjoying the fucking show.
The funny thing about that is before we actually started recording, I told both of them to shut up because I kept trying to say something.
Yeah, and then you want to talk, and then you can't talk. Right. And you don't say anything at all ever when we interview people.
It took 160 fucking episodes for him to say something.
It's because I'm polite.
Yeah. When he texts us and says, I have a question, we all go, oh.
Well, sometimes that doesn't even count.
I know. We just run you over anyway. Anyway, so also on the show, damn it, there's going to be an interview basically with my dad and I after the show a couple days later because I couldn't do it the next day. But he's going to talk just a little bit about going to see Kiss for the first time and then kind of his experience at the show, that kind of stuff. So,
cool.
Which will be pretty cool. My wife is over here doing, what are you doing?
She getting naked?
Oh, no. They want to know if you were naked.
And
she's standing with the front door open. So, no.
Well, you mean,
or even behind the door.
Flashing.
Waiting for my ice cream. That's important. Anyway, so that's going to be coming up on the show too tonight. So I got to get that, figure out how to send that to you tonight.
Cool.
So you can get rendered up. So this is going to be a potpourri show again, right?
Yeah.
No, rockpourri.
No, kisspourri.
Kisspourri. Oh, damn. Woo. Really getting good at this.
There you go. So who wants to start? Since it was Alan's birthday, why don't we let him go first?
Okay, Alan, go.
What should I talk about? Well, we started out the day. We got to Nashville, checked into our hotel, and then went down to the Rock and Brew. The Broadway Brew House downtown on, I guess it's South Broadway Street. I'm directionally challenged when I'm not in my element. But we hung out there for a couple hours, and our friend Jeff Rogers stopped by and said hi for a minute. Some other friends of mine from the Owensboro, Western Kentucky area showed up, and I chatted with them for a few minutes. Our good friends Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro from Decibel Geek stopped by, and they hung out with me for about a half an hour before I had to skedaddle out of there because I had to go home and change into my good Kiss shirt.
You couldn't have put it in the car? Oh, you didn't. You guys are staying just down the street.
We stayed in a hotel right around the corner from the
venue. We know what that means.
That means we didn't have far to walk.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I meant.
But there were a few other people that came in and out. A super duper best fan of the show ever, shout out to Brian Harris, because he came with his wife Jan and hung out with us for a couple hours. And for my birthday, you can't really see it, but he made me a Kiss beer glass and a Kiss beer mug. And on one side, he used a Cricut machine, I believe, and it's got the Kiss logo on each of them.
Yeah.
And on the other side, it's got my name with the Kiss font. Right.
Yeah, you barely could see it, but
yeah,
it looks,
yeah, I bet you can see it.
He pulls those out.
Best is he used, white tissue paper and yellow tissue paper.
So it look like a beer.
To make it look like a beer.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, that won't fit in there. But you still can't see that very well, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, you can see a little bit better.
Yeah, actually, if you pull your fingers out, I think we'll see it better.
Yeah, pull your finger out.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Put your finger back in.
Yeah, and kiss.
Pull it out. Put it in. Oh, sorry.
Now that you've shown that, Gene will be at his doorstep tomorrow saying, you used our logo without our permission, so...
He'll be all like, Tommy Thayer watched your podcast and saw that you got something with my logo on it, and I didn't get my 25 cents. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I was flabbergasted by such a thoughtful gift. So, Brian, thank you from the bottom of my heart. That was badass.
Yep. He's a really nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
I wish there were more people like him.
Actually,
Dennis was more like Brian. That'd be great.
Well, we're gonna hang with Brian when we go down to see Ace here in about 2 weeks.
That's right.
That'd be
a good
choice.
By the way, Brian has given me his 15 songs for the road trip playlist. Dennis,
I didn't know about this.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, I guess I must have missed the thing. I'll give you my songs.
Oh, don't worry, I'll hit you up.
They'll be like yacht rock songs. So.
Well, that's okay.
So I'll have to do that with Noah. Noah will have to give us his 15. So Noah's going to go as well. It'll be – that will most likely be the last show that he goes to before he
– goes to.
We send him off to West Point in July. So, but he's excited. He's like – he keeps asking me about it. I finally almost got a hotel room.
Are you going to meet us in Evansville, or are you going to go straight to
– No, I'm not. I am not driving to Evansville to drive to Nashville.
Well, I didn't know. I was just asking. I didn't know if you were going to do like
that. I will never happen.
Well, if you were going to see Lisa's parents, you could do that. But then,
okay, you smoke crack or something.
All right, no, I don't smoke crack.
Hey, you can go to Nashville this way.
All right.
Or you can go to Nashville this way.
Exactly. No, I don't
straight line.
I don't blame you. I just didn't know if you guys were coming by your parent or her parents first and then doing that. So.
Nope.
Not going to happen.
Alan,
talk about the show real quick. What did you...
Yeah,
finish out your thing, and then I'll get started on mine.
So I said in section 115, row E,
right,
which is a huge difference from setting in section 300.
Right.
You know? So my point of view, we're much closer to the stage. Laura brought her camera. She took a lot. She took about 250 pictures.
Wow.
And out of those 250, we got 40 what we considered really good pictures. So,
cool.
Of course, I uploaded them to my Facebook page, and I gave them the old Ages of Rock tag on them. So I'm waiting for somebody to bust my balls about that. Why'd you ruin that picture?
Now, did they give you any shit taking that camera through, or was it one of those? Was this in her purse, or
no? It's just a little handheld camera,
right?
You know, usually, if you don't have a press pass, you can just bring in a regular camera. What they don't want you bringing in is a camera that you can take off one lens and put on another lens.
So, like a telephoto or something,
right?
Like that.
They don't want somebody in there taking professional pictures. Unless they've either paid to get in or got some kind of press credentials.
If you got just said basically like, well, I seen the camera that she used. I'm just surprised that she was able to take that in there. That's cool.
Well, that takes some pretty good, you know.
It does take some really good pictures.
It takes high resolution pictures. Those were 300 DPI pictures. So
those are good.
Yeah.
So I have a confession to make.
You don't know what that means?
I know. I know it can. I know what that means. On the Lost Cities tour, I actually took a 35mm telephoto lens camera into the show right. And hit Robert Stadium.
Well, the statute of limitations has.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But I took it apart and I put the lens. I put the lens in my sock. And I put the body of the camera down my pants.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was in the days before metal detectors.
Yeah. And so, Lisa just walked in and she goes, yeah.
And so did you get some great pictures from that?
Actually, I have them hung up here and I have a couple of them.
Okay.
I did a similar thing to on the Sonic Boom Tour and then this or the Hottest Show on Earth Tour. And wow. I actually have those autographed.
Well, you know what you need to do is you need to send those to Alan. He'll put our watermark on them and put them on our webpage.
I'm not sending Alan my pictures I took. He'll steal them.
No, you know what?
Put watermark on them and then.
No,
what the hell are you talking
about? Ask BigAlRocks.com.
Yeah. Actually,
you know what I mean, though.
I'll send a couple from the show the other day. That I haven't posted yet.
I don't have anything like that. I just got the iPhone pictures. So, and I actually. When we went to this last one, Alan, are you done with your little?
I don't even think you started.
Well, no, I hadn't even started.
Well, then get going.
Roaming around, man. We're having a conversation.
This is a squirrel conversation.
Squirrel? What squirrel? Okay, I don't think you'd enter the building yet.
Well, I mean, really, my review of the Nashville show as opposed to the Louisville show is just basically from the different points of view. You know, right. Down in section 115, I got a much better view of the pods to see what was going on there. So that was really cool because up in section 300, all I could see was the back of the pods or the top of the pods. So most of that video I'd missed out on.
Oh, wow.
I was there. I was there in the same spot you were at in Louisville. So I it was a different view for me also. So
yeah, so
well, that's because you guys weren't going, right?
Everything.
Yeah, it looked different. Personally, yeah, it was. Yeah. It was different. Yeah.
Somebody offers up a free ticket. I'm most likely not going to turn it down.
Yeah.
But,
I had turned down free tickets to your birthday party that killed me.
The coolest thing about being that close to the stage was when they set off the pyro and the bombs and all of that stuff, I could smell the sulfur. You know,
and feel the heat? Can you feel the heat?
I could feel the heat up in section 3.
Oh, you could feel it up there? Oh, I didn't know. Okay. All
I feel the heat from everywhere.
Yeah.
Trust
that's,
me.
That pyro gets pretty hot.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Eric, you know, because he's the closest.
Yeah, he's got to be roasting down there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
But, you know, the set list was still the same. It appeared to me that it doesn't seem that Paul is lip syncing as much or if any at all as he was compared to earlier on in the tour. The only other cool thing that I thought was close enough that when the arm come out and brought Gene out, you know, he was still a pretty good distance away, but he was close enough that I got a couple of good shots of him out. He kind of looked like a fireman up there on the top of the ladder truck. That was pretty cool.
Right.
Yep.
But, overall, I enjoyed the Nashville experience more than I did the Louisville experience, but it was, you know, basically relativity to the closeness of the stage.
Right.
Well, you could have hung out with us before the Louisville experience. That would have enhanced it, but since you chose not to do that, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you know, when you have to stand there on the corner and earn your free ticket.
Yeah.
I understand. Anyway. I'm just kidding you.
Yeah. So anyway, we had kind of the same experience at Nashville. Proximity to the stage and is where you're sitting is all about that show. If you're in the 300 sections or the 200 sections, if you're not on the lower section of the floor, you're not getting the full brunt of that show. And that was very obvious from, you know, I was in the same corner, but I was up, you know, down one section, and it was night and day difference. Concert wise for me, you know, just because what you were saying, you got the back screen, which I couldn't see from my section that I was at before, but those pods that keep moving and moving around and everything, you know, I didn't see any of that stuff, especially like with like God of Thunder, when all the gene faces are going on. I didn't see any of that from whenever
you
I was up
see,
in
you it. Couldn't see any of that?
I could see a couple, but not enough to.
Not the massive. I gotcha.
Where, you know, like the ones on the left were looking left, the ones on the right were looking right. That was it was a complete different experience for me. Wow. And so it was really good. I mean, I honestly, like I said, we were, you know, the double A through double F.
So let me clarify. Could you see it better in Nashville than you could in Louisville?
Yes. Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause Nashville, I was on the floor level. I wasn't up another section in two. You were in three. I was in two in Louisville, but two where I was at in Louisville, I got that damn obstruction from all the upper shit that went around that held the arms that, you know, that went out like this. And then what Paul came out on that, all that obstruction covered most of the stage for me in that venue. It was not good. But anyway, the really funny thing about that thing was Kelly, we first sat down. We got there, like I said, it was one of those things where, you know, I have got off early every day for the last month. And then we got to this concert and I have to work 45 minutes early or overtime. So after doing that, I basically didn't get a good shower, basically washed off and got on the road. We, of course, Kelly's car was empty on gas. We had to stop it.
So that's, I mean, not just me? That didn't
I'm
happen
like,
to just
seriously.
Me?
So we go to Henderson. We get gas. We get down there. Luckily, we didn't have any traffic, but I was driving 90 all the way to Nashville. We get into Nashville, of course, actually it was really good. I mean, it was like none of this Friday evening kind of bullshit. We went around by the stadium. We end up parking right next to Ascend, the outdoor stadium there. Mm-hmm. There's a little parking lot there. Kelly's like going, there's spaces in there. I said, let's just park. I knew we're like five or so blocks from where we needed to be. But I said, we can get out quicker. Went in there, and of course they have these machines where you gotta like take a picture of your, you know, learn your license plate, but you gotta stand in line to pay with a credit card to do this. So I'm like in line with like 18 other people, and I'm waiting to get my finally pay for my car. And then I told Kelly, I said, because her knee was hurting, so I said, you go ahead and start walking up that way. So then, as soon as I got the car paid, David Cathy was waiting on the corner. Up there on the, you know, that on the corner where the big kind of pyramid looking glass thing is there on the corner. He was waiting there. So I told Kelly, I said, you start walking. So as I started walking, I said, well, I'm not going to go all the way to Broadway. I'm going to cut up this second street. So I ran, I mean, like a sprint all the way up through there. Got to the stadium.
I would pay money to see that.
I was getting ready to say, I would have.
Oh, I did. I was out of breath. So I got up, because I told David, I said, I didn't want him to stand there all night. So anyway, got up there. David was standing right there on the corner, got my tickets. And then here come Aaron and those guys, Aaron Camaro. And it was like going, hey, what's up, man? You guys are cool and everything. But we were like, and then.
What was that again?
You know what I said. It was one of those, hey, man.
Hey, man, you got to go. That's funny.
But anyway, Chris and Zach, he was there. We were all just kind of hanging out for a little bit. I was like, well, they're going to go in, blah, blah, blah. And then Kelly finally starts walking up. She went up Broadway. You know, she was like going through all the panhandlers and all that shit. I went the back way to get up there. And but anyway, we got into the venue. She was starving to death because we hadn't eaten anything since we got down there. We got a burger and fries and a Coke, $17. But actually, it was a pretty decent burger. She liked the burger and the waffle fries. And I got me a beer. But we went to sit down. And as soon as we sit down in this thing, we are two from the sides. So we're like going, oh, thank goodness. We're not in the middle where people are going to be traveling over, you know, over us the whole time. So we sit down, and this guy, I sit down, this guy and his, it was two couples, and they're sitting there and they're drinking beer. He's like, oh, and he looks at my shirt and he goes, I was wearing my, my Ages of Rock t-shirt. He goes, I thought you looked familiar.
He was drunk.
No, I forgot. I said, what? He goes, Ages of Rock podcast. He goes, I watch you guys. I go, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, I watch you guys. You know? So we started talking, and his name is Jay. He wouldn't give me his last name because he goes, dude, I go, what's your last name? He goes, oh, he goes, I can't say. He goes, I don't even have a cell phone. He goes, he had an iTouch. He had one of those iTouches, like the old, you know, like I'm talking about, it's like an iPad, but it was an iTouch. He goes, I don't have an iPhone. He goes, I don't do phones. He goes, I don't do social media. He says, my name's Jay. I said, okay, that's fine. So, Jay, if you're listening to the show, I'm talking about you right now.
Was anyway, Jay, he's somebody, and if you're not listening,
that's why he didn't tell you. What's that?
Go ahead, Alan.
I was just going to say, and if you're not listening, we're still talking about you.
Exactly.
Was Jay with somebody he didn't want to say his last name so they wouldn't know he was with them?
He's just not a social media person. But then he got real talkative later on because he doesn't like, because he goes, you know what? He goes, I don't care about Tommy Thayer. And he goes, I don't care about anything about the band because Paul, he needed to hang that shit up years ago. And every time Paul started one of his people, he looked at me, he goes, fuck. And he got it. He goes, fuck it. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he would get up and he'd walk to the bathroom. So Kelly and I would have to stand up. And he was like, he got to be this guy. Every time Paul started talking, he started fucking having to move. So anyway, so Kelly, she loved the show. You know, she hasn't been to a Kiss show since the last, actually the last one that I went to with her at Robert Stadium, which was the Lost Cities tour or the whatever it was. And she even told me, she said, you know what? She says, I know right now, she goes, I love Gene's songs. And she goes, anything that Gene sings, that's my favorite Kiss songs. Because she says, I really don't care about Paul singing. And then she looks at me and I'm going to say something. I know you guys don't like when I say this, but she says, why does Paul have to sound so gay during his raps? He goes, he doesn't sound like that whenever he's talking. You know, Paul just sounds like a normal person, but the people, and he gets all this, you know how he gets all
effeminate.
He gets,
yeah, that's his, but that's, his I think that's persona. His vicious stick.
But Kelly was just like going, why does he got, you know, she goes, Paul's a cool guy. Why does he have to do that during his stage?
I wonder when that started.
So the whole point was every time Paul started one of his things, the guy next to me was like going, oh, fuck. And I looked at Kelly and Kelly was laughing her fucking ass off. She's like, going, it was the funniest shit ever. So I got to see the show in a different perspective as far as that, because every time Paul started talking, I had two people going opposite directions. Kelly's laughing. This guy's pissed off that
so
he's
Bill,
even saying something.
You said you wonder when that started. I believe it started around the Love Gun era.
Yeah. Around 76 then?
77.
77?
Yeah. Somewhere in that era.
Yeah, because, you know, I guess I haven't seen like a live video of a whole show from before that. Do you guys have those? Do you have that, Dennis? I mean, Alan, do you have like something?
I may have a couple of videos from the old days.
Like, do you have the Kissologies though? I mean, they have all those.
Yeah, I do, but they don't have like a. Oh, maybe they are. Is there a full show on there?
The Cobo Hall 76 show. Yeah.
Oh, it is on there. Okay. Yeah, I guess I have to go back and look at that.
You got Kissology. They have all.
Yeah, I got them all.
Every era.
I don't remember them not doing. I don't remember Paul not doing that. That's why I was trying to figure out.
But the thing was, Kelly was telling me on the way home, she was like going, you know, Paul's a cool guy. And when he talks, he sounds normal. And, you know, he's a family man. But she said when he starts that freaking, all that stage banter, she says he just like gets so like effeminate or You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. But she was just like going, and then she's laughing the whole anytime he opened his mouth, which was a lot, you know, during this tour. You know, people, and she's like, Kelly's over just fucking rolling in the seat.
Now, one thing I will say about his stage rap is his he's still taking those jabs at the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah,
no,
oh yeah,
let it go, dude. Yeah. Let it.
And
go.
You know what? And the bullshit about this fucking side and this fucking side, and you know, and like, you know what? And you're gonna come out here. I don't. Did you notice though in Nashville, his guitar did not work when he went out for Love Gun and Made for Love.
I did notice that.
Yes, he got out there, dude, and it didn't go. And I was like, oh, I wonder how this is gonna go. Well, as a professional, he just fucking played it off like no big deal. And Tommy, you know, filled in all the what needed to be played. But, yeah, his guitar was not working through the whole time he was out with the radio on that guitar. Yeah, it was very, very, very.
People, where's my new batteries?
Matter of fact, he started toward the end of I Was Loving You, Made for Loving You. He just stopped playing. It was more singing and dancing and all that shit than he was playing because he knew his guitar wasn't working. So he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do that. So, yeah, he had some kind of deal with his radio. As soon as he left the stage, he went dead. And because, like I said, whenever Tommy was doing his leads, there was no rhythm guitar whatsoever. He was playing along. But it wasn't sound.
Well, at least you know his guitar's not lip syncing.
Exactly.
That's right. They're not tracking it.
But other than that, I enjoyed the Nashville show. I enjoyed the performance of the Nashville show more than I did Lowell's. Now, we were rushed to get there, and like I said, we turned around and like I said, went back. We were home by 2 in the morning. So as far as that was concerned, it wasn't an enjoyable trip as far as that's concerned, but the concert itself was a really good show. Nashville was very good and, liked it. So
cool. And that's all I got to say about that.
How was Jacksonville?
Jacksonville was cool. It's really interesting. The venue it was at was, I don't know, some veterans Coliseum thing. It's where the Sharks play in arena football, and then they've got some other stuff going on down there. It was full to the rafters. It's kind of weird because it's downtown. The football stadium's right across the street, but there's no bars down there. There's 2 bars. So we had to get there at like 4:30 to be able to get space for us and my dad and my sister went down, and then we waited for my brother and his wife and my other brother. My other brother, Daryl. No, I'm just kidding. And we waited for them to get there. But we had the food was great and stuff like that. Right. So we finally get to the venue. My dad went to get me a T-shirt earlier because I wanted a Jacksonville T-shirt because of being able to go with all of them. I thought that was something special. And he walks down there to get it. And he comes back. He calls me and he goes, and you can't hear a damn thing. You know, he's calling me in the middle of the crowd that's waiting to get in, and then he's in the line for the T-shirt. And he's like, I'm like, I can't understand you. They don't have extra larges. Okay, well, then don't get one, because that's what I told you. Like, why are you calling me?
Right.
But anyway, so I ended up getting one inside. They said they'd have them inside, so I did get a shirt. We sat, oddly enough, Alan mentioned this, I think, a couple weeks ago, that he always sits on the same side. And of the stage, and I usually always sit on Gene's side of the stage. So this time I sat on Paul's side of the stage, or Paul and Tommy's side of the stage. So that was kind of weird for me. The last time I sat on that side of the stage was 2009 when Alex and I met Gene Simmons. However, that did not happen again this time. So that was a little bit of a letdown. So that thought that karma might have worked out, but it did not work. It did not work. But so we sat there. We did sit in the splash zone, which was kind of interesting. I didn't know if you guys knew this or not, but they do have a splash zone. Yeah.
What is when that?
The air handling unit is sweating and you're sitting below it, it will drip on you about every 30 to 40 seconds.
Really?
And you end up with kind of some wet flooring around you, which was awesome. So yeah, okay. We were definitely, I told my brother, I said, do you think we should just go ask for like a rain poncho in the
right with Kiss on it.
but they didn't. Anyway, show was really good. Show was, you know, it's the same show as everything else. Right. We were sitting like one section closer to the corner. So more opposite end than what we had set, what I'd set in before, still lower level. So got a whole, but it's kind of funny because we were setting up high enough. The last time that we were, you couldn't see the top of the video screen because of the stuff hanging, the pods and stuff.
Right.
So we were able to see all the video screen this time. So like that. And it really, I paid a lot of attention looking at some of the video this time than I did the,
right.
I mean the, you know, the band, because I've, there was some really, really, really cool video.
Oh, there's some damn old
video is really,
really good video.
Cool. That I really enjoyed seeing that. It was really neat. And then when Paul flew out, it was right in front of us. It was, you know, we were in the section that was right straight in front of the stage and, or that mini stage. I thought for me, I thought Paul sounded a lot better there than he sat, than he sounded in Louisville.
That's good.
I mean, I thought his voice sounded clear. I thought he didn't seem to struggle as much. He even did a little, you know, a little run in one of the songs where he, you know, right. up into a little falsetto thing. It didn't sound like he was eating a cheese grater. I mean, it was,
that's good.
It really sounded pretty good. And I was like, I looked at my brother and I was like, dude, that sounded pretty good. I did see one interesting thing, which was the, you know, at what point in the show when they dropped the balls and, there was a guy that ran out, was sitting up in the stands, ran out on the floor and grabbed one of those, ran off and give it to a buddy and come to run back and get another one. And two security guys and some dude that was sitting by the sound table grabbed him. And,
you mean the balloons?
Yeah. The balloons. Yeah.
He said balls.
Yeah. Well, they, well, I don't know if they were
big balls of air.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they grabbed him and grabbed the ball, the other balloon he got, and really? Were shoving him back to his seat. And a couple cops showed up and stuff like
well,
that.
If he's coming down where he shouldn't be, I mean,
well, like, he's coming down where he shouldn't be, and he's like grabbing him to take with him, but right. he didn't grab one, right? He grabbed one, and then he went off, and I'm going to get another one. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? But it's kind of interesting because some people just bat those things around, and some people, as soon as it hits them, they grab it, pull it down, stab it, and
I had every intention. If one got close enough to me, it was fucking mine.
I had no. I told my brother. I said, if that ball floats over this way, bro, it's mine. It is going right there. It's not going anywhere else but there.
Right.
So I thought the show was really good, and then ironically, it was the same show Adam Stewart was at. You know, one of the guys that we are friends with, and
right.
And Andrew was there too, and but I didn't get to see either one of those guys. But I got to live my experience at that show through Adam by looking at all his videos,
man, all of his pictures. Know, like, he dude. Was the only person that bought a Jacksonville experience, and that's why Keith LaRue took him around and gave him a little bit extra. Which that's cool. You know, really, for what you pay for those things, I think Adam, in all. For all intents and purposes, got his money's worth.
Right.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Cause I mean, yeah. If you can afford it, I mean.
Now here's the thing. Those.
What did those things cost?
No, I don't know for sure what it costs. I think it's like $4,500 or $5,000.
Oh no!
Now here's the kick in the balls. That does not include your ticket. You have to buy your ticket separately.
Wow. No, not for that one. It doesn't. You include your ticket, and you're in the pit.
Okay, which is the one that? Oh, just the meet anything, and greet.
Anything else doesn't include the ticket.
Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, man, that's
yeah,
that's
That's hardcore.
Yeah, so for that one, you don't have a ticket. You stand in the space between the right. barricade and the stage.
Oh, I got you. I was under the impression that all of those extra things that you paid for, you still had to buy a ticket.
Oh, I only know that because I went home and read it. When I saw Adam was there and we had that experience, I'm like, how much did he pay for that? I'm looking, so I looked through and saw what you got for it. Because my dad, I showed him a couple pictures of it, and he was like, how much did that cost? I said, I think it's like $5,000. And he's like, jeez. It can't be. And I'm like, oh, yep, here it is. And
it
I showed
is.
It.
It
yeah.
It
but it's pretty cool. I mean, you got to do a lot of cool stuff. That's neat. If you can afford it, man, more power to you.
Go for it. Yeah, go for
more
it.
More power to you, for sure. So I had a good experience. Show was good. We got out of there pretty quick. My dad and I were sober, and the rest of our family was not.
I saw a picture. You sent an accidental picture of your brother's friend fell out of his car. And
oh, that was the second night. That was a different night. That's cool. But yeah, we had a good time. It was nice being with all of them and seeing their reactions to people who hadn't seen it for a long, long time. And my sister-in-law has never been to a show like that ever. So she was like, I didn't understand the music until the last song, but my God, she goes, what a show.
The thing is, Kelly, not being a great big Kiss fan either, she really liked the show too. And it was one of those same situations where she was like, but and then of course, then she's got all kinds of opinions. You know, she was like going, you know, talking about Paul's rant and this and that, and you know, and that. But
yeah, this was the same way. She thought the show was cool, and
but no, Kelly really liked, and she was glad that she went. So that was really cool.
So I got a couple of other Kiss related items when I was down there.
Cool.
So my brother gave me this.
Right. Wow.
Which is the program from the reunion.
Wow, the live reunion. Yeah. 96,
97.
That's nice.
And he also gave me this, which is the other tour book from.
Right. That's from Alive.
I think this is from the, I don't know which, this is like one of the same tours, but I don't remember which one it is.
Yeah, it's
this is from the Farewell Tour. This is the Farewell Tour book.
Right, Farewell Tour.
Got that. Yeah. The interesting thing is my dad said when he bought this, I'm like, Dad, this thing is like coming apart. He goes, when I bought it, it was coming apart.
Right.
Pages were falling out of it because there's pages that have fallen out of it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I was back to my seat when I bought it, so I couldn't go back there to tell him, hey, bunch of bastards.
Kiss has been known to have some faulty stuff. Yeah. Kistery.
This might have been. If this was the Farewell
Tour, Alan, you don't have your mic on.
I was just saying, ask anybody who has a Kistery book.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what?
I've got one of those in mine the same
mine
way.
Is not.
Same.
Mine is good yet. I haven't looked at that much. I've kept it mine in this package.
I haven't.
And then,
you're used to that.
Yeah, it is. My fucking sister. Package don't move very much. But no, seriously, mine's in good shape. You have actually pages falling out of it?
My history book?
Yeah.
The binding has come loose.
Binding.
Yeah, mine has. Mine's perfect. Mine has no problem. Anyway.
Yeah, ask him about these magazines. What do those look like?
Oh. Remember? Okay. So I sent you
I picked this up at a flea market, but one of those antique stores or whatever. They were selling stuff. We were looking through bins. I was looking at records.
I want to be the meat
and
tweed
this.
Sandwich. I want to be the meat and the tweed sandwich.
So it's the
remember that? The you guys plate. Didn't like that one.
Yeah, we liked it. We heard you. You keep just keep talking. This is the Playboy from May of 1991 that Shannon and Tracy Tweed, a great sister act. So it is sealed.
What year was that, you said?
Sealed.
No, what year was it?
91.
91.
He just said 91.
I would just said it was
Jesus
sealed.
Jesus Christ, that's been what? One, two, three. We're almost coming up, 30 years on that?
That's almost that 30 right? years old, yeah.
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah,
28
they look,
years.
28 years. All right.
I still be a tweed sandwich. I'll still be on that.
All right, so I also.
You're going to make Bill vomit.
I know.
On that trip, I'm going to hurl in a minute. I picked this up, too, to keep with my Kiss theme.
Really?
Which is red.
Oh, yep, that's
which is
so
red
cool.
Vinyl. Red vinyl. I got it for $18.
That is really cool, Bill. That's a find and a half. Where in the hell did you find that? Just at some...
Wolfson's Record. Records and Electronics. And actually, he said another one just came in, and they hadn't got it priced and stuff yet. But
well, they had... They didn't make that many of those because that's about the time records were done. They just had to make a few of those. Wow. Good find.
I was pretty happy about that.
Good find.
That was the end of my Kiss finds. I found, picked up some Triumph stuff.
I almost picked that up.
$5.
How much was it? Oh, yeah, I could have got.
There's another one.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. Yeah, it's not bad.
Picked up an REO record. Good.
There you go.
$5.
Which one is that one?
This is Good Trouble.
Good Trouble. What's the big hit on that one?
Is Good
that,
Trouble.
Well, I know. Anything else?
Keep the Fire Burning.
Okay.
And Good Trouble is the other song. Yeah.
So it's after then, High Infidelity.
Gotcha. Yeah, the record after High Infidelity. And then I picked up...
Oh, Scarecrow. I got that one.
That was $4.
Not bad. I got the original one. Kelly bought that years ago. So.
And all good shape stuff. So I spent... I spent quite a bit of money. And then National Record Day was Saturday when I was down there. So we all, right. My sister and I went to a record store that was a local record store. I did see the Ace Frehley Spaceman record. It was a special edition just for National Record Day.
Right.
And a record store day. And it was a picture disc.
Oh, cool.
Of Ace in a space suit, which is kind of cool.
Orange space suit? Yes. Yep. I've seen that.
And it was... $35.
That's too high. I ain't gonna.
So that was like.
Yeah.
Nope. I almost bought Greta Van Fleet because Greta Van Fleet was $23, but still, that's just too much.
That's too much. Too much
for me.
See, record store day for me in Evansville is nothing because there's no record stores in Evansville.
Yeah. Well.
So, keeping with the record thing, I did go to my little place. I did pick up two records this week.
Oh, I almost bought that.
I got this for $6 and it's really good shape. You know, this woman who we get it from.
Well, for the people who can't see that, tell them what it is.
It's Men at Work. Business as usual. It's her first album, but she has all of them in sealed plastic. I like that. I mean, and you know, they're in good shape. $6. And then I got, of course, Bill got this when we were in Louisville. But I finally got a really nice copy of Carole King Tapestry. I've been wanting to get this.
It's a good record.
My God. It's a fucking iconic record. $6.50. But it's in really, really, really good shape. And, I mean, it's just got,
This classic. Is the point in the show when Alan starts yawning.
Yeah. I mentioned I got two records the other day, and Alan's like, texts me back. He goes, that's two records too many. But you know
cool
what?
Part about it was when
we got to love you for your. I mean, that's just the way you think, and that's good. It doesn't matter.
The cool part about it is my dad bought two records. He hasn't bought two records. He hasn't bought a record, he said, in probably 50 years.
Really? What did he get?
My mom bought him one of those new record things that has a speaker built into it thing last year or whatever. He hasn't even messed with it because he didn't know where to even buy vinyl. So he bought some record. And I couldn't even tell you who it is that he was just excited about it. He paid $25 for it, but it was a first British pressing. So it was an import. Cool. So it was really cool. So it was some British band that you like. Anyway, and then he bought I talked him into buying an England Dan and John Ford Coley greatest hit CD.
Well, fuck yeah.
An album. And he's like, I don't even know any of these songs. I was like, you know every one of these songs.
You know these songs. I guarantee it.
And then we're in the car. We're leaving. He goes, you think people buy 8-tracks? I'm like, yep. We just didn't see the 8-track section. People will buy those. They have to. Yep, that's starting to come back. It's kind of funny. Anyway, that was it for me. That was the trip and the whole bunch of shenanigans. Well, it wasn't a whole bunch of shenanigans. That was on a different day.
All right.
But, yeah, we had a good time.
So coming up then, what do we have concert-wise? We got the Ace Frehley coming up in, about 2 weeks?
Yep.
May 3rd.
May 3rd. May 3rd is good. So that's next for everybody as far as our next show.
Yep.
It's May 3rd.
It's kind of
Can't wait.
I got to get back on May 4th because it's prom night.
I've got some coming up.
I have a gig on May 4th, so I have to get back early too. So all good, though.
I'm just going to be coming back. Actually, Alan's going to be DDing, so I'm going to have a cooler full of beer, and I'm just going to have fun all the way down and back. Because I haven't did any of these and not been a DD. I've been a DD on all these trips. So now I get to actually have some fun on a trip. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking at my events, what I got coming up. I got The Who coming up May 18th.
Are you going to that? I didn't know you were going to that.
Yeah, Ruoff, yes. Kelly and I are going to that.
Really?
Lawn tickets, yes. July 21st, I'm going to see Train and Goo Goo Dolls at Ruoff. And then August 31st, going to Ruoff again to see Kiss. So my next three concerts besides Ace is going to be at Ruhoff. And
wow, I have Ace and
Kiss,
REO Speedwagon.
Right. I would like to see if it wouldn't be through the week. Kelly would actually like to go see that too. So, but it's like on a Tuesday or Thursday or some kind of shit.
Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, which sucks. But I love the venue. I like that place.
So, Alan, you just have Ace and Kiss is all you have left so far.
I have the Kiss Cruise later. There are a couple other things that I'm considering going to, but I haven't pulled the trigger on buying tickets yet. So
I just have Kiss Cruise tickets.
Yeah. Well, I'm really thinking about, what do you guys think about doing Saturday night at the Louder Than Life to see the Guns N' Roses?
I wanted to bring that up. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's when the only day I plan on going to Louder Than Life.
Yeah, it's the same
last weekend in September.
Same deal. I don't want to see Friday. I don't want to see Sunday. I want to get Saturday ticket. They're like, what, about $90, I think?
I don't remember. I haven't. I kind of glanced at it the day that it came out, but I don't know.
There are tickets available. I'm thinking about getting tickets for that, going to see it. That I really
depend
do.
On football.
Well,
when October? What you said? No. September?
No, it's
like September 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. 28th
is Saturday. That's homecoming.
Well, then you won't be going. We're going to be seeing Guns N' Roses. You'll be
enjoy that.
Seeing that. I seen Guns N' Roses. It's a good show. And it's going to be.
I'm not a big Guns N' Roses fan.
But it's going to be maybe Izzy's going to be back too, though. That would be fucking awesome.
See, I really have no.
It's a good show.
It's just a band that really, you know, it's kind of funny. That's just a band that for me has just never. I like a couple of their songs, but to sit and listen to them for 2 hours, I'd be like.
No, it's so good. It's so good. I'm kind of like that too.
They're
on
not
their
Dave Matthews by any means.
No, they're not.
But they're just not a band that I really have ever.
I don't go.
But I just. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but if Brian Johnson gets back with ACDC,
your feelings about Guns N' Roses are kind of like my feelings about a Foo Fighters show. I don't. Yeah, I don't think I would enjoy that. Yeah, but Dave Matthews is more. Dave Matthews is a more accurate. I would not enjoy that show at all.
Who doesn't enjoy a fucking Foo Fighters show?
Alan fucking Tate does not enjoy the Foo Fighters.
Oh, you've never been to a Foo Fighters show.
Doesn't matter.
You need to be taken to a Foo Fighters show.
Well, fellas, you got anything else up before we hand this off to our other interviewees?
I'm good, and we got some interviews.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So let's turn it over to those people. Who are they again?
It should be Laura Tate.
Your dad.
Your dad, Mr. Algae. And Craig Wright. But we'll see how the week goes. We've got 3 days before all these interviews have to be done, and this has to be uploaded. So.
Can I mention one more thing before we get off this thing?
You just did. Click.
Okay.
What?
So Vinnie Vincent is going to have another show.
Who cares? Fuck that dude.
No, don't even give him the time of day.
Here's the funny thing. He is going to supposedly have this Shred show in Nashville. All right. No. He's also booked for some scary con or some kind of shit like that. He's booked the same weekend and he's still promoting both of them. So what's going to happen?
Somebody's gonna beat his ass.
You gonna buy a $300 ticket to see?
I tell you, everybody that buys a ticket and any promoter that signs him to anything deserves exactly what they get.
They're a fucking idiot.
And on that note, the rest of our interviews.
Hey guys, it's Bill, and I'm in Jacksonville, Florida today. I'm getting ready to head back to Indianapolis, but I want to spend a little time here with my pops. We talked about this before on the show. He took me to my first show in 1978, and there's been a whole lot of Kiss love since then. So I came down because I wanted to make sure I got to go to a show on this tour with Dad and my sister Erin and my brother Nick and Chris. So and Nick's wife Laura, we all went. So went Friday night, had a great time. And so Dad, how many times have you seen Kiss? Do you remember?
Oh, this would have been my fourth time.
Okay. I got you beat by about 40 shows. Anyway, so do you remember going to the first show?
Went to, yep, first show in Robert Stadium in Evansville, Indiana, 1978. My memory's not as good as it is, used to be, but yeah, I remember going.
Do you remember it snowed that day?
Yep, remember snowed, parking lot, we're sliding around the parking lot.
Yep. Do you remember I worried about the trucks not making it, so I rode my bike in the snow?
Go over there and see if the trucks are pulling sure in to unload. Yep, I remember that earlier in the day.
Yep. Do you remember you making us leave early so we beat the traffic?
Well, I don't think we did, because I remember hearing Peter Chris singing Beth, and
as
I think that was the longest. That was
walking
that was
away.
The last song they did, and he was sitting on the edge of the stage.
Yeah, he said his memory was fading earlier.
Yeah.
It's fading. Anyway, because I never got to see the drum kit rise with the tigers on it.
I don't think they did that in 78. They didn't have the technology to make anything rise.
I'll show you when this is over. So what do you think about the show?
I thought the show was good. I've seen them, 78, 96, probably 2010 maybe in Orlando. Seen them in 96 in Jacksonville. And I was surprised. It was really great. I mean, the light show was amazing. I haven't seen a big concert, a big arena concert in probably 10 years or so. And it really surprised me how good it was.
It was the last arena concert like Moody Blues?
No, something that big probably would have been like a country western with Betty.
Oh, it's all right.
Probably Hank Williams Jr. or Garth Brooks, something like that. But, of course, they don't do light shows. But, yeah, it was pretty amazing. I was really impressed.
Cool.
And the atmosphere with the crowd. And I had been to Veterans Memorial Stadium quite a few times for other events, but I've never seen it packed like that, never. I mean, the seats were filled all the way to the roof.
Yeah, there were
the
people.
Ceiling, I should say, not roof,
yeah.
Roof.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was amazing. Kind of interesting, though. We did have some issues when we got there. My brother Chris and I were sitting in the wet zone. I thought we were going to have to ask for, you know, when you go to Disney or to go to SeaWorld down here, they give you splash zone parkas, and we were actually sitting under the air conditioning system, and about every 30 seconds or so, you get a drop on you somewhere. So we ended up leaving with a wet arms and wet shirts. It was kind of funny.
Well, I thought maybe it was the people behind us throwing beer on us. But,
I thought it was too, but they weren't. They
but
were.
Maybe your next Kiss concert, maybe you better take an umbrella.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something new.
Well, it'll be outdoors. So if the air conditioning is
really
not there.
Umbrella.
Yeah. Gotta hope not. That's going to be horrible. So my next show will be in August 31st with Alex. And then I will have had everybody in my family get to a Kiss show this year before it ends. So then we'll have to gear up for the second leg, and I probably won't come down for the second leg, but it was really cool. It really meant a lot to me to be able to come down here and hang out with you and be here for a while and go to the show and all of us go together. We did have some time to hang out. We went to a bar before and hung out for a couple hours. Typical algae planning. We planned for 3 days, and then the morning of...
Nobody knew what to do.
Yeah, the morning of, still nobody knew what to do, so we just pulled the trigger and said, this is what we're doing, and so we went, and it worked out really, really well. So was there anything during the show that you thought, wow, that is amazing? I mean, was there any moment that you thought that is just a defining thing, or...
It was just, the overall show was just so good. It was just, you know, the light show and the acoustics and everything I thought was pretty good. Like I said, I've been in that arena several times before, and I was kind of surprised Paul Stanley still sounds the same as he did in 78 and 96 and the last time that I had seen him. I think everything was just good about it, everything. I like the part, of course, where he comes out on the aerial thing where he comes across the and just the crowd. I mean, the atmosphere was just amazing. And I didn't know they were going to do a second leg. If they come back to Florida, will they be back in the southern states?
Well, I don't think Orlando isn't on the dates for this year yet.
That'll happen.
So that will be on, they'll come back for that. And I think that's the plan. The plan is they're going to do some mid-markets and some major markets and then come back around and do the opposite, do the major markets in the states and then do the minor markets in those states too, but not play the same place twice. At least I think that's your deal. But we finished last night or the night before in Birmingham, Alabama was the last night of the first leg. So starting in May, I think it is, they go to Europe and then they come back in the summer for some shed shows, which is that's one of the shows I'll go to, and then they go to Australia in the fall. And last I think through November, and then they'll probably take a couple months off, and then I think they're going to go back at it again in the winter again and try to get, then they'll start doing another tour date. But you know, like I said, that stage show is probably one of the biggest stage shows I've ever seen, and it was pretty amazing. They blew some stuff up, didn't they, Pop?
I sure did. They didn't quit till the end. And a lot of shows I've seen in the past, you know, they'll do a lot of that stuff at the beginning of the show, and then towards the end, you know, it's kind of dull and kind of get tired of it. But I mean, this went from beginning to end. It never did let up. But yeah, if they would come to Orlando again, I'd like to take my other, you know, all the grandkids. All my kids have seen them. Three of the grandkids, Bill's kids, have seen them. And I've got three grandkids and four grandkids in Florida. If they would do an Orlando show, hook it up with a Disney trip, I could probably get three of the grandkids there. Probably couldn't take Sophie because she's only two.
Yeah, that might be a little bit much.
But might take the other three. Yeah, they'd cool. Enjoy it. Something they could say they've always seen.
Yep. All right, well, Dad, I want to thank you for starting something for me 41 years ago.
Well, if I knew that was going to happen like that, maybe I wouldn't have taken you. But anyway, we had a good awesome. Time. It's been a good trip.
Yep, it's been a great
music
trip.
Music has been, I will say one thing, music's been a big part of our family.
It always has been.
Everybody in the family, yep. It has been. Noah plays instruments. I mean, the kids, Bill's kids all love concerts and music, and Bill knows a lot about it. I mean, he knows details about musicians and bands and things I have never known. And yesterday we went to a record show. I bought my first two vinyl albums I probably haven't had in, 50 years?
Yeah, well.
So maybe you've got something started, you know?
Yeah,
coming
maybe.
Down here, right?
There you go.
Going to a record show here in May. They're going to have one here at the Ramada Inn, so... Hey, music's always been a big part of our life, and I really enjoyed the concert, Bill coming down, and it's been a big part of our family.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Pops. Okay, I appreciate bye. You Love spending you. A few minutes, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Due to scheduling conflicts, our interview with Alan's wife, Laura, and Alan's friend, Craig, will be delayed until next week. We are sorry for this inconvenience. In the meantime, check us out on agentsofrock.com, find all of our social media, Stitcher Radio, and other links. Till next week, peace out, people. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.